There are two practice questions to attempt to complete this session. Christine died in May 2008, leaving the whole of her estate to her daughter Kelly. Christine's estate was valued at £345,000. Christine died in 2008-09, and the nil band for this year was £312,000. This is reduced by any chargeable transfers in the 7 years prior to her death. Christine's only lifetime gift had been £90,000 to her nephew in July 2005. After deducting annual exemptions, Christine made a pet of £84,000. This reduces the nil band to £228,000 and leaves a taxable amount of £117,000. The IHT paid at 40% on Christine's death was £46,800. Christine left the whole of her estate to Kelly. Therefore, Kelly is the residuary legatee. The IHT of £46,800 will be taken from Kelly's share of Christine's estate. Therefore, as a result of Christine's death, Kelly's estate has been increased by £298,200. We can now move on and calculate the IHT due as a result of Kelly's death. Kelly left an estate of £445,000. As she made no lifetime transfers, a full nil band is available. The IHT payable before QSR is therefore £48,000. QSR is available because Kelly's estate was increased by a chargeable transfer within the previous 5 years. The IHT paid on the first transfer is £46,800. The relevant percentage is 60%. Between May 2008 and March 2011, there are between 2 and 3 years. Kelly's estate increased by £298,200 as a result of Christine's death. We therefore divide this by the increase in Kelly's estate plus the tax of £46,800. The QSR available is therefore £24,271. The IHT payable as a result of Kelly's death is therefore £23,729. Michelle died in February 2011, leaving an estate of £105,000. The nil band for the year of death is £325,000. This is reduced by chargeable transfers in the 7 years before Michelle's death. In June 2008, Michelle gave a painting worth £235,000 to her son. After deducting exemptions, Michelle made a pet of £229,000. This reduces the nil band remaining to £96,000 and leaves a taxable amount of £9,000. IHT, before QSR, is therefore £3,600. Quick succession relief is available because Michelle's estate was increased by a chargeable transfer within the 5 years before her death. In April 2007, Michelle inherited a painting worth £150,000 on the death of her father. The tax paid on the gift of the painting was £8,000. The relevant percentage here is 40%. Between the date of her father's death and the date of Michelle's death, there are between 3 and 4 years. You were told in the question that the tax of £8,000 was paid out of the residue of the father's estate. Therefore, Michelle did not pay the tax on the painting. Her estate had therefore increased by £150,000. This is the top half of the fraction. The bottom of the fraction is the increase in Michelle's estate plus the inheritance tax paid on the painting. Quick succession relief is therefore £3,038. The inheritance tax due as a result of Michelle's death is therefore £562. This is the tax payable on Michelle's death estate. Note that the pet of £229,000 made by Michelle to her son is also chargeable on death. but as this is less than the nil band, no tax is payable by the son. This concludes this session on quick succession relief.